The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Spinraza's benefits mild, transient, an infant with severe type 0 SMA. An infant with type 0 spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, a severe disease form evident before birth, began treatment with Spinraza, or nusinersen, at 2 weeks old and showed mild improvement, but died of cardiac arrest months later. The case is one of the few documented instances of Spinraza treatment, or any treatment, given an infant with type 0 SMA. Published in Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology, the report is titled, Nusinersen in Type 0 Spinal Muscular Atrophy. Should we treat? SMA is caused by mutations in SMN1 gene, which codes for the protein SMN that's essential for muscle health. Another gene, SMN2, can code for limited SMN production, and fewer SMN2 copies are associated with more severe disease. Spinraza, developed by Biogen, is an approved SMA therapy that works by increasing the amount of SMN protein that cells can make from the SMN2 gene. Type 0 SMA is diagnosed when this disease manifests while a baby is still in the womb. It's the most severe form of SMA, and almost always fatal within the first months of life. Researchers in Italy described the case of a male infant with type 0 SMA, born to parents whose previous child also had SMA type 1 and died about 3 weeks after birth. Genetic testing of the fetus at 20 weeks revealed SMN1 mutations and one SMN2 copy. Two copies are typically found in children with SMA type 1, also a severe form. The pregnancy was marked by reduced fetal movements. At 35 weeks, the infant was delivered via cesarean section. At birth, he was not breathing and was immediately placed on mechanical ventilation. Substantial muscle weakness and a lack of sucking and swallowing reflexes were found on examination. Additional genetic testing confirmed the earlier results. Heart imaging revealed some cardiac defects. Because Spinraza is a fairly new therapy, it was first approved in December 2016, becoming the first disease-modifying treatment for SMA, and type 0 SMA is especially rare, almost no published data on the use of Spinraza or other SMA treatments in these patients are known. The clinicians felt that Spinraza treatment was unlikely to see a significant effect on a type 0 patient, the researchers wrote, noting that guidelines issued in 2018 also suggest that treatment should not be started in symptomatic type 0 patients. The baby's parents were informed of these concerns but decided to begin Spinraza treatment for their newborn. The choice of starting Spinraza in our case was very controversial and required the involvement of our ethics board, the researchers added. It was allowed because possible improvement with prolonged survival could not be excluded a priori. The baby started on Spinraza 13 days after his birth. About 2 months later, after 3 doses of the medication, mild improvements were observed in movement and breathing ability. At 3 months old, the infant underwent surgery to allow feeding via a tube. But a month later, his heart function began to progressively deteriorate. The infant died of a sudden heart attack at 5 months old. The investigators wrote, quote, "We report a case of type 0 SMA with one SMN2 copy treated with nusinersen. The clinical course following treatment with nusinersen revealed some mild improvement, generally not observed in type 0. They added, despite minimal improvement on mobility and to some extent on respiratory function, the effect was not enough to contrast the overall severity and multisystemic involvement of this severe SMA form. Recurrent infections and a deterioration of cardiac function resulted in a cardiac arrest at the age of 5 months. The research team concluded with the hope that this report, in addition to 2 others on treating type 0 infants, will, quote, be of help for families and clinicians with a new diagnosis of type 0 at the time of considering the opportunity of treatment.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.